dispatch from Fredericksburg is on 9-1.
Yes, Colonel. Yes, Colonel.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hope you are.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Looks like everybody wants to live close to the president.
Well, I guess they do, but I'm going to have to move if you don't do me if you...
Well, my God, I'll tell you, people have gone nuts in this section of the country.
Well...
They've had two propositions made to them this morning. Both of them want to pay $150 an acre. One real estate man said he wants 5% commission, which would net him $143.50. The other one says he's willing to do it for four, which would net him $144. And I said to him, I said, well, hell, of course, that's too much money. He said, well, we know it is, but we can't afford to take less when we've got these offers.
Well, they won't be any good. They ought to take that 125 and that 4% interest.
I told them that. But they swear they've got, each real estate agent swear they've got the cash. I'll handle the transaction. If it should fall through, then I think you'd be able to get it. But she says they've declared bona fide that they've got men who've got the money.
Well, that's that fellow Huffines down there. They say when he's going to do it?
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. What did they say they let you have it for?
Well, they said, I told them there wouldn't be any commission. Nothing would be, that they would get whatever price you'd pay, that I wasn't going to charge you anything.
Yeah.
I told them that to begin with.
Yeah.
When I first mentioned the matter to him, and I was wrong when I told you Morrison offered 150. It was 125.
Yeah. What did they say they'd sell it to you for?
$144.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought they was going to have to pay a commission out of that.
No. They offered 150, see? And that's the net to them, 144. And they said, Mrs. Wells said, well, we feel like we're obligated, but said, we like Mr. Johnson. We want to sell it to him if we in preference to these other people. They sort of halfway promised it, both these other people they'd hold it for them.
Do you know who they are?
I do not. I know the real estate man from Kerrville, his name is Hicks, H-I-X. And the man at Corpus, I didn't get the name. She said she talked to his lawyer.
Mm-hmm. They say what kind of terms they'd make you?
Well, they want to make any kind of terms. They told him they already know enough about it. They said they wouldn't take more than 29% down is what they told the others.
Mm-hmm. Well, you tell them to give you 24 hours and don't do anything about it. Let me talk back to you.
All right.
You just call them, tell them to give you 24.
I'm going to ask them to give you 24 hours.
You do that. Let me look into it and see.
All right. Very well.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you think that 4% interest would be all right?
Well, I'm sure it would be.
Okay. All right. You just check that with them and tell them that's what I want to pay them. And We'll see and see what years they want, whether it's 20 or 30, 20 or 25 years, whatever they want that way.
Well, my judgment is they do it any way you want to.
Okay, all right, okay.
Now wait a minute.
Yeah.
Is that on the base, on what basis? How much?
Oh, 29% down and 4%.
On what price?
Well, if they can't get it for less than, I thought, we can't afford to get it from them less than they can get from somebody else, I don't guess.
No, $144 is what they get if they sell it to one party, and $143.50 if they sell it to another. But they want to take the best proposition from the man in Corpus. They reduce their commission 1% so as to beat the other fellow.
Well, I'll talk to him. If we give him anything, I guess we'll have to give him $144.
Well, that's what it looks to me like. This girl is honest. She said, I wouldn't tell you a lie, and I would rather not make a deal than make a misrepresentation, and especially in view of the fact that the president is involved.
Well, I don't think they would. I believe they tell the truth.
They're good people.
I'll call you tonight or in the morning.
I'll tell them that that you have to make arrangements and to hold it for you at 144.
Yeah, but just let's don't agree to do it yet. Let me call you back. Give me an option for 24.
I'll give you an option till tomorrow morning.
That's right.
At what time?
Make it 24 hours, 5 o'clock tomorrow.
5 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah, that'll give me a chance to talk to the bank in the morning.
All right, very good.
Okay.
Thank you.